Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The world's largest shipping company, A.P. Moller Maersk, has issued a warning that extreme weather conditions and a storm surge lashing the South African coast are expected to cause shipping delays. Maersk pointed to the intense cold front, which has already brought snow to certain parts of the country, with very high coastal winds, rain and waves that threaten infrastructure. Bloomberg notes there has been an increase in vessels using the route around the Cape to avoid attacks in the Red Sea. Some 690 vessels are currently sailing around the Cape of Good Hope. Particularly hard hit, according to Maersk, the stretch between Cape Town and Port Elizabeth. Their usage of PE, by the way, not mine. They say vessels are expected to seek shelter or alter their course to avoid the impacted areas. Electricity and Energy Minister Hosientsho Ramakgopa says he plans to take an ultra-aggressive approach to rolling out renewable energy. Several media outlets this morning quote Ramakgopa as saying he wants to issue a mega-bid window that would procure renewables at an unprecedented scale. He adds that he's also prepared to review the draft integrated resources plan if it's warranted. Among his key problems, why so many renewable projects have failed to reach a financial close, what is impacting the appetite for financiers to invest in these projects, and what the challenges are preventing Eskom from confirming it would be an off-taker for power. Worth noting that under his predecessor, Gwede Mantashe, just 150 megawatts of new renewable energy was added to the grid in 5 years. One of the country's largest suppliers of automotive parts, AutoZone, has gone into business rescue. With 214 wholly owned retail branches, 33 member-owned franchise branches, it is the largest privately owned parts retailer and wholesaler in Southern Africa. This is a saga that goes back to 2014, when a private equity transaction left it saddled with debt. Thrown into the mix, South Africa's struggling economy and the COVID pandemic, major creditor Absa decided to put the brakes on. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening flat, while in London the FTSE was down 0.1%. In New York, yet more record closing highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, up 0.1% and 0.3% apiece. The Dow is up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 1.9%, Hong Kong down 0.5%, Sydney up 0.7%. US dollar unchanged at 108 to the euro, the rand holding its recent gains 18.13 to the dollar, 19.63 to the euro, 23.22 to sterling. Gold at 2,367, platinum 1,011, Bitcoin just over 57,150, Brent crude oil $58.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.